There's nothing any finer than a taste of freedom after being shut up against your will. The Gregory Party is now enjoying their second bit of freedom since landing at Euclidia, the Magic Island. When Jerry and Joan set out to do a little detective work in the lower levels of the island, they were only hoping, and rather faintly hoping at that, that they might possibly discover some weak link in the Euclidians' plans to keep them prisoners. They had more good luck than anyone expected and found one of the fast submarines with no one guarding it. Mrs. Gregory and the captain arrived at the same time, and with Joan at the controls, our four friends have helped themselves to the 100-foot submarine. They are now racing to get away from Euclidia and the power of G-47 and his scientists.
I believe we have now attained maximum speed. You may close that valve, Jerry.
Okay, Joan. Close it is.
How can you maintain your speed in this thing if you shut off the compressed air, Joan?
The air is not used as motive power, Captain Bradford. It merely forces the fuel pellets into the combustion tanks.
But, Joan, darling, what makes this submarine go?
Did you not see that small cylinder Jerry inserted in that heavy projectile-shaped tank?
See here, Mrs. Gregory, one of these little things.
I see them, Jerry, but they're hardly larger than a golf ball.
They are quite large enough to propel this submersible ship for a distance of 25 miles at maximum speed.
But, Joan, 25 miles on one of these little capsules?
Approximately, Captain.
Oh, sure. There's enough of these little things here to take us to Los Angeles.
To Los Angeles?
Precisely, Mother. The first requirement when a submarine commander lands her boat at Euclidia is to refuel, and the minimum charge is for 5,000 miles.
5,000 miles? And we're only about 4,000 from home.
Then you mean... Oh, I can't even seem to say it. You mean we're actually away from that island with enough fuel to take us safely back to California?
I have stated the simple truth.
Well, it may be the truth, Joan, but it isn't so simple. How's our speed now?
We are making only 44 knots. There is some slight defect in the gas combustion apparatus.
Only 44 knots?
Yeah. Too bad we've got to crawl along at 44 miles an hour on the water. I'll bet the Navy would feel bad if their ships wouldn't do any better than this.
There is no Navy in the world with a submarine that will make any such speed, or even half of it, Jerry.
Oh, Jerry was only kidding you, Joan.
44 knots. 44 nautical miles an hour. Why, that's faster than our heavy surface craft can travel.
It is interesting to contemplate the advances which may be made after this system of propulsion has been perfected.
Yeah, maybe they'll do all right after they've quit fooling around and really get these things to running.
Now, Jerry, if you'll let Joan be sensible for a few minutes, I'd like to ask her a few questions about the continued operation of this boat and learn something about how to navigate. This is my first submarine experience.
Okay, Tex. I'll keep still.
What is it you wish to know, Captain?
Well, you started this thing, and you're keeping it running. So if you know how to do that, I'll leave it in your hands. But I'd like to be of some help to you. Thought it might be with the navigation.
Tex is one of the finest navigators in America, Joan.
That is interesting, but there is no need for your services at this time, Captain.
Looks like we're just going for the ride.
Sure looks that way, Jerry.
I believe we are now sufficiently removed from Euclidia that we may, with safety, reverse the craft.
Reverse? You mean we've been going backward all this time?
At 44 knots?
To be sure. I explained that when we left the island.
Don't you remember Joan saying that she didn't dare turn the sub around for fear it would make such a fuss in the water that the Euclidians might get wise?
Yes, I remember. But in the excitement of getting away, I'd forgotten it.
And we've been running full speed astern for the last 10 minutes?
Precisely.
I don't see why we can't feel that, Joan. I can't ride backwards on the train without feeling it.
On the train, you know you're riding backward, do you not?
Well, sure. But why?
I will give you the same sensation here if you desire it.
You'll give us a sensation?
How can you do anything about that, Joan? We've been steadily running backward and I haven't noticed it.
I will open the visibility slides in the sides of the submarine.
Hey! Hey, don't let that water in!
The water will not come through that transparent steel. And you should know that, Jerry.
Yeah. I did see it before.
How wonderfully clear those openings are. Everything in the water is as plain as day.
Yeah, now you can tell you're going backward all right. Seeing that marine life scooting by in the wrong direction could be mighty upsetting.
I think I'd just as soon go forward, Skipper.
I will now reverse the craft.
What, at this speed?
We will lose momentum gradually. I will cut off the power and run in a wide arc.
How could this thing be so noiseless all at once, Joan? We're still rushing through the water. Why don't we hear the water as we did before?
You did not at any time hear the rush of water around the ship, Captain Bradford. You heard the water passing through the power channels. That steel is not noiseless, as it is much more simple to check your power if you can hear it.
But the rest of this boat is made of noiseless steel.
Yes, Mother.
Boy, You sure see things when you go riding with these Euclideans.
I am no longer a Euclidean, Jerry.
Good for you, Joan.
Then you'd better remember that when we start to tell you how dumb they are in my world.
Joan will soon be of our world, Jerry.
That will make me very happy, Mother. In less than 80 hours, we will arrive in Los Angeles.
Golly whiskers.
I can't think of anything better than that to say, Jerry.
It's almost too much for me.
Hey, you sure take off fast.
We are in a hurry, are we not?
We're in a hurry to get away from Euclidia, yes. But, Joan, is this submarine safe at such speeds?
Euclidean machinery is nearly perfect. Speed has no effect on this craft.
Well, it sure has some effect on me. Are we doing full speed already?
The maximum will be attained in a few more seconds, Captain.
One thing nice about these things, they sure make up their minds plenty fast.
Joan, I don't mean to worry you with a lot of childish questions, but I'm interested in navigation. Now, how do you know where we're going?
Just what I'd like to know. These steel slides in the side of the ship are fine, but I can't see where they'd be any help in navigating.
Show them the gadgets, Joan.
Gadget?
Sure, the dingus. You know, thingamajig you navigate with.
There is nothing like that here, but I will show you how the instruments operate.
Oh, that'll do just as well.
Well, I don't see any instruments, at least not enough to run a submarine with.
Yeah, we seem to be running all right, though.
Operation of this submarine is very simple. I will pull down the chart of our present course.
Our present course? Do you mean you've had this run charted in advance?
Of course not, Mother. That would be quite impossible as we had no advanced knowledge of the cruise.
Had you there, Pat.
Never mind, Mrs. Gregory. I feel just like you do about it. There's a nice straight line with Los Angeles marked on the north end of it. But how did it get there?
We haven't had any time to draw any pictures since we started.
This is one of our 16 basic or permanent charts, showing a true course from Euclidia to the 16 principal ports of the world.
And our course is a perfectly straight line?
Insofar as navigation is concerned, yes. Although we will naturally deflect to avoid striking any undersea mountains.
Hey, I hope we do.
Yes, but what are you steering this thing with?
It is not necessary to steer, as you term it. I have merely set this lever at the point marked Los Angeles. And in good time, we will arrive at that destination.
But it's impossible to sail a straight course for that distance. We must surely run dangerously near islands and sunken reefs.
We will pass around them safely. The impulse deflectors will attend to that.
We'll go around these things like that, automatically?
To be sure.
Joan, you're sailing a submarine at over 40 miles an hour without being able to see where you're going?
I am constantly watching the seaway on our course, and all is clear for several miles in advance of this ship.
Where are you seeing all that?
In this reflector suspended before me. You may look over my shoulder if you wish.
Go ahead, Pat, take a look.
Oh, I'd like to. Tex, you can see through the water almost as clearly as you could see on the surface.
Golly whiskers, you sure can.
Say, that's remarkable, Joan. How do they do it?
We utilize an electric ray of atomic principle. This ray is projected directly in advance of the submarine. Mineral salts are dissolved along the course of the beam from the ray, and the dissolving salts form a path of remarkable clarity through the water.
Well, that's nothing short of amazing.
And you'd never be bothered by fog.
Euclideans are not, as you say, bothered by fog under any conditions. This is only one of the many rays used under various conditions to control visibility.
Huh, and everybody thought I was crazy when I said we were going to visit a magic island.
There is no magic on Euclidia, Jerry.
Yeah, I know. Old G-47 is always raving about everything on that island being nothing but scientific fact, which is all okay with me. But just the same, it's the kind of stuff that they call magic in my country.
I can understand how Jerry feels. When you see our world, Joan, and when you see how far we are behind Euclidia and all of our machines and inventions, you'll be able to understand why this seems like magic to us.
I will try to understand.
Do you realize that when this submarine plows into Los Angeles Harbor, that we'll be the most famous people in the world?
After this small cruise, Euclidean submarines have circled the globe without rising to the surface.
Oh, yeah? How do they carry enough fuel?
We have a great deal of space here that is not being utilized. It is possible to carry fuel for 50,000 miles.
Well, no matter what you think about this cruise, there's going to be a lot of excitement when we dock.
Tex, this boat is armed, isn't it?
My guess would be yes.
You'll bet, with a capital Y. They've got enough trick weapons on board this thing to capture more than Los Angeles.
Well, isn't that going to present something of a problem when we sail into the harbor? Entering a port with an armed vessel is something that takes a little preparation.
Well, I think we can square that, Pat. After all, the government must have an idea as to what we're up against.
But what can we do if they won't let us into the harbor?
It's not a question of getting into the harbor. We'd be in there before anybody could stop us. What I don't like is the idea that someone will spread the story all over the waterfront. We'll have our hair full of newspaper reporters and newsreel cameras before we can protect our secret.
You will not wish it known that a Euclidean submarine has brought you back to the United States?
Why, Tex?
A Euclidean must have agents in every country. They probably have instruments on the island strong enough to locate the submarine on the surface. They'd pick the news out of a dozen news broadcasts in an hour. I'd like to keep this quiet until I can get to the government agents, take the proper steps to protect ourselves against the Euclideans, as well as delay our plans about going back to take over that island.
But we'll have to come up somewhere, Tex. And if we don't come up in some harbor, well, we'll never reach land, and I don't see how it can be helped.
Can you offer anything, Joan?
That is a simple problem.
Maybe it is to you, but it looks plenty hard to me to pop up out in the ocean someplace, hide a submarine, and walk into the harbor.
Jerry may be sketching it rather broadly, Joan, but that's what we have to think about.
I will take care of that. When we reach a position within 5 miles of the harbor, we will submerge to the ocean floor. The submarine will remain there indefinitely, safely anchored, and we will proceed to the harbor with our life rings.
Sounds easy. But 5 miles is a long ways to swim. If we could get out of a submarine on the ocean floor and reach the surface alive.
Yeah, it's no sense to try to get from a sub to the surface.
With the equipment I will show you, it will be easy. Please have no fear of that. If we are allowed to reach the harbor, I promise you we will land without the submarine and without trouble.